The Ministry of Health, using its general medicine mobile van, has visited Bruini to screen people of pneumococcal meningitis and offer medical care. The exercise is under the ministry's National Medical Outreach Services. The screening was prompted by the fact that the outbreak of pneumococcal meningitis in some parts of the country started in Bruini in the Tain district of Bunuafo. The screening was, however, not centered on pneumococcal meningitis, but all other disease conditions. The health minister, Alex Egbefia, is on a two-day visit to affected communities in Bunuafo, Ashanti and Northern regions suffering from the pneumococcal meningitis. Correspondent John Sam Arthur has more in this report for Radio Ghana.
The National Medical Outreach Service, also known in Akan as Onuado, meaning brotherly love, was commissioned by President Mahama about 3 years ago. It basically seeks to bridge the gap between the rural areas and quality health care, which in most cases is easily accessible in the city centers. The service currently has mobile hospitals for general medicine, dental and optometry, as well as other allied health facilities. Prompted by the pneumococcal meningitis outbreak, which started in Bruini, the general medicine van will now be there for the next 3 days at least to screen the people and offer them quality health care. The team was led by the Bunuafo Deputy Director in charge of clinical services, Dr. Amukodie. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he said the Minister of Health sanctioned the move to Bruini since it was where the first cases of pneumococcal meningitis were reported. The officer in charge of the mobile hospital van, Gaten Adangagbe, said the team has been in Western, Ashanti, Central, Eastern, and now Bunuafo. He said they hope to educate the people on pneumococcal meningitis and how they could avoid it. Some of the locals who came in their numbers were elated with a visit of the health team and called for more frequent visits. After hours of work, Dr. Mukodie described the first day as quite hectic with a suspected case of yellow fever, which requires further investigation. He also mentioned anemia, malaria, pelvic inflation disease, upper respiratory tract infection, and urinary tract infection, among others. Dr. Mukodie said there was one case of headache and stiff neck, classic symptoms of meningitis, which was immediately referred to the Nsoko government hospital.